Hello and welcome to this new episode of the Two Fat Brokers. I'm Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Barney from Dubai.
And if you've liked our content in the past, please like and subscribe this video. You've got to feed the algorithm so it can be shown to more people like you, where hopefully they'll get educated on Abu Dhabi and Dubai property markets.
And show us a little love. It's always nice to get the appreciation.
The warm glow. Today we are talking about real estate agents. Why do so many of them quit after the first 12 months?
Because it's so hard.
Is it hard? I thought real estate agents got paid for doing nothing.
No, you get paid for doing what you do. And if you do nothing, you get paid nothing.
I see. Is it hard, though, being a real estate agent? Is it hard initially?
It's hard always.
Yeah?
It's not hard. There's nothing easy about this job.
Never. You can never sit back and relax.
I think if you've got the right mentality, you just don't. You know, I remember the first sale I did over 200 million and...
clunk.
I don't know if I need to say that again. I don't know if you all heard the first sale I did over 200 million. And the next day I was with one of my staff members, Henna, in a garden home on the Palm, going through a massive dusty cupboard that no one had been in for over a year and a half looking for a set of keys. I think if you have the right mindset, you just don't turn off. You don't switch off. You don't look for those moments where you can just, you know. I get in trouble with Gemma, my wife, at home for WhatsApping when we're watching films. You know, that we have an agreement.
That's
just rude. I know. We have an agreement that, okay, right, the phone goes down for whilst we watch this. Only when it's something really worth watching. But, you know, why do they quit? I think, one, because it's hard. Two, because it's very competitive.
Well, I mean, you know, hard. So how is it hard?
So I was brought up in the UK selling houses, and this is going to be quite acrimonious. My boss at the time used to say to me, buyers are liars.
Mm.
And I always found that quite a jarring thing to hear. What he meant by that is that for whatever reason, people don't tell you the truth. If you ask enough questions, you'll get the truth out of them. But you have to be well-versed enough to ask the right questions to get the right answers so that you're not just chasing your tail, looking for stuff that they don't want and for whatever reason they haven't told you that they want it. You know, and also reasons that they haven't bought and, you know, is their finance ready? A lot of it just comes down to free-flowing information in this market between buyers, sellers, brokers, mortgage brokers, you know, conveyances. It's just, it could be a lot more transparent. It could be a lot easier if people were more trusting.
So what you're saying is it's hard because basically, let's say, because we're talking about new brokers here, right? So most new brokers don't make it free, don't make it a year. So they don't know how, you know, what questions to ask, how to deal with buyers, you know, to get the right information so they can do their
job. If you are trained properly.
They waste their time going around with buyers, closing nothing.
Correct. There's a large element of top load your new starters, bring in as many people as you can and let the attrition happen. And those that do deals, luckily or not, you know, whether it's skill or luck in the first 12 months will stick around and they'll keep going. But there are people who have come to Dubai with not enough money to survive, have come to Dubai to a company that doesn't train you well enough to succeed, and you fall by the wayside.
So you think the market actually in brokers is actually designed for most of them to leave? It's, let's hire as many people as possible and see how many stick.
The companies. Yeah. You know, there are companies out there who do roadshows in cities in England to try and scoop up as many bright-eyed, bushy-tailed youth to come and live the Dubai dream, and they'll get you over. I think some of them even put you up for a week or two to get you sorted. They put you on the floor in the boiler room and they expect you to succeed. I don't know what kind of training you get, but the attrition numbers that they have in those companies are far higher than they should be if you have really good training.
Okay.
And that's some business models. But then there's other business models for real estate companies who scoop those guys up and then train them and see who sinks and see who swims.
Okay, so lack of training. First of all.
Competition.
And so lack of training breeds, you know, you're not closing any deals and obviously you only get paid on commission. Mm-hmm. So you can't just survive, you know, without actually closing. So obviously, if you don't close, you've got to find something else to do, right? And that, and you leave the business, you go back to the UK, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I've seen is a lot of the guys that get brought here by these bigger companies then go to other smaller companies, which are more tailor-made to help individuals succeed, right? So you'll go from, you know, one of the big guys, then you'll go to a small mid-level, mid-sized company of 30, 40 people who have designated training manuals, and they will then find a resting place in a company that is more suiting or befitting of their ability at the time.
And presumably, you know, just don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you're bringing these guys and gals over, you know, to Dubai, probably they're spending way beyond their means. Maybe they're going to get that fancy car, go out, hit the brunches all the time.
Some do, some don't, right? That's just, you know, that's down to the individual.
Burn yourself out. Yeah. But I mean, I imagine it happens a fair bit, particularly if you've not got that consistent commission coming in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of these are young people, you know, who get their first payday, which will like as not far exceed what they thought or what they were earning in the UK, and they'll blow it. Mm. And that's, I mean, I've gone on record a lot poking fun at people that do that. But in actual fact, it's human nature. When you're young and you're full of joie de vivre and you've got I was guilty of doing the same thing, you know. I went on big holidays, drove fancy cars, spent my money on stuff that wasn't going to make me money. But point being, you know, these guys probably aren't educated either by their employers to look after their money. Not that it's an employer's job, but it is probably something that you have a duty of care over your employees. But some companies are so big, they're just not set up for that.
Do you think it's an issue in terms of delayed payments from developers? So if you close a deal, you might not get that payment for, you know, months and months?
No, because a lot of the payments are up front in Dubai. They'll change. So in the UK, I sold a penthouse in the UK and I got 2.5%, I think it was. I got 1.5% after the first 20% payment, and then the other 1.5% when the building was finished 3 years later.
Yeah.
And I've heard tale that developers are going to start doing that, which I think would be bad. But, you know, I mean, I think most of the developers now will pay once you get to a certain, I think it's 20% for most of them, then they'll get the payment.
But depending on the payment plan, that 20% might not be paid for a year, right?
No, it's usually paid within the first 6 months.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a long time to wait to get paid for the work that you've done, right? Mm. 6 months, hell of a long time.
Yeah, but if you're any good, you get them to pay the 20% up front.
Yeah, very, very possibly. If the developer incentivizes you, but yeah, you can come in here and everyone's like, okay, have like 3 months, you know, spending money, and you come in and you got 3 months, but you're closing deals, but you're not getting paid for 6 months.
Yeah, and if you're still in the company,
yeah,
I mean, there is an element of some companies not paying brokers that don't work for them anymore.
No, it could even be in your contract.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of scumbaggery to me.
No, I mean, it clearly is. And to be honest, it's the norm in Abu Dhabi.
It's
most people will not leave real estate companies if they've got a pipeline, because most real estate companies in Abu Dhabi will not pay you a penny, and they'll make you take them to court if you leave.
That's theft.
Not Crompton Partners.
That's theft.
Yeah, could be considered theft, yeah.
Mm. I mean, in my eyes, that's theft. They didn't earn half of that commission. They earned half of it. The other half was earned by the agent. And wherever that agent is, whatever he's doing, she is doing, they get paid. That's the cut and thrust of it. That's it.
I mean, that's clearly it, but there's, you know, not a lot of incentive for these companies, morals aside, to pay.
Morals should be incentive enough.
Should be enough. Should be enough.
What was it our father used to say?
Who art in heaven? Oh, no. He is.
He used to say the make of, or the measure of a man was what he did when no one was watching.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah.
Right? If you're doing the right thing, even when no one's watching, then that makes you a good person, as long as it's the right thing.
True.
Right? And if you haven't earned that money and you've signed an agreement with someone, you owe them that money morally. Anyway,
And
I could go on at this topic
and
for
and probably legally. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, unfortunately, there are some people out there tarnishing the good name of real estate agents, which outrageous. I mean, I can't believe it myself.
You know, they complain that we have a bad reputation, and then they don't pay people that they owe money to.
There is that.
Anyway,
anything else that real estate agents?
Mate, you have more real estate agents than I do. Way more. Why does some of yours not last more than 12 months?
I mean, it all generally comes down to not making enough money. I mean, some of them, you know, if they're trailing spouses, you know, they might leave the country to go with their husband or wife or move to Dubai or whatever it might be. But yeah, most of it comes down to they're just not making enough money.
You're not giving them leads?
Yeah, of course, give them loads of leads.
You're not giving them training?
Give them tons of training.
So why are they leaving you, Ben? Talk to me. Talk to me, Poppet. Talk to me.
I mean, some people are just not very good real estate agents. Okay. Like you don't have what it takes, whatever that might be, whether that's, you know, people like to blame hard work. I'm not necessarily, you know, sure that's always the case, but you know, maybe you just don't have that kind of personality that, you know, that as you said up front, where you can get the information from the buyer or the tenant in a format where you can find them what they're looking for. And you just waste your and their time, you know, going around on, you know, on poor qualification. Maybe you can't, you know, negotiate a deal. Maybe you're not able to engender trust in your clients. Like one thing that's massive for referrals is you come across as a trustworthy person, whether you are or not. Mm. Like, you know, we've all met people who get great referrals and they're snakes, but they do a great job of coming across as trustworthy, you know, and they get extra business like that. Whereas some people who are honest as the day is long, but you know, they're not someone who's referable. You know, people don't refer them for whatever reason that might be.
I used to know a kid like that. Mm. Lovely guy.
Yeah.
Totally honest.
Yeah.
Very good at his job. Never got referrals. Don't know why. Yeah. Don't know why.
I mean, it's just, you know, some people get referred. Maybe it was some
his name.
People
he had a weird name. I'm not going to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, for whatever reason. And so, you know, to be honest, and I'm sure it's similar in Dubai, if you're going to be a good real estate agent, you've got to get your referrals.
Mm.
I mean, you know.
But in the first 12 months, that's a lot. It's a lot to be expecting a real estate agent to get referrals in the first 6 months. And I mean, okay, so also there's another part, right? If you're talking about referrals. A lot of these guys come into rentals because there's that whole, right, you'll start in rentals, you'll make quick cash, and then we'll move you into sales as you get on.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a trap because once you're in rentals, it's very difficult to get from rentals to sales. But anyway, that's a by the by. It's really hard to get referrals in rentals because, you know, I got a rent, I've rented something from someone for 250,000 dirhams, right? And then I go, well, use Ben Crompton. He's a really good agent, but they may not be looking in an area that you're that you specialize in. And with rentals brokers, there's not that whole, right, I'll scoop you up as my client. We'll take you around to lots of different real estate agents. I'll scope out the best deals for you and we'll do that and we'll split the commission. Rentals agents, as far as I understand them, these are my listings. The tenants will come to me. I'll service them and I'll rent my stuff. But if I haven't got it, I can't help
you. So their owner side, basically. Their job is to scoop up the properties and the tenants come. Yeah, exactly. So Abu Dhabi is small enough that it's not like that. We can take clients and we can take them around the whole city. And we're a big enough agency. We've got listings everywhere. So that isn't a problem.
It's
still a big referrals game, yeah. But I mean, also you're getting referrals from other landlords. You know, okay, I've rented your place. I've done a good job.
Yeah,
okay. You know, people living in your street
Fair point. Stuff
like that.
Fair point.
Where we can get referrals that way as well. But yeah, most of the time, people fall out of real estate because they're not earning enough money for whatever reason. Obviously, some people see it as like they're going to make loads of money. You know, some will come in and they're, you know, like I need to make, you know, 100 grand a month or whatever it is. Mm. And it's, you know, it takes a long time to get started. And some people, you know, will never get there. And so actually, good friend of mine, he's got a very good corporate job and it's got like real estate related, and every now and again he gets a referral who we work with on his behalf, and because he sees like the commission, the 100% commission, he's like, well, you know, I'm thinking about becoming a real estate agent. But he's got a great job, you know, pays him a lot of money. For him to take that risk to move into real estate, he's got to earn a hell of a lot of money to make what he's making now.
You've also got to keep in mind that unless you get lucky, you're not going to earn those those big commissions. It takes time.
You've got to split with another agent probably and split with your company. So you're looking at basically a quarter of that. You know, we look at $500,000 commission. Wow, that'd be amazing for me. Yeah, but, you know, it's going to be 125 probably. And, you know, you're only getting these referrals once every 6, you know, months or a year. It's going to be tough to do. And, you know, that client might go somewhere else as well.
And he's starting from scratch. Fresh off the boat. Yeah. Newbie, redneck.
Yeah, I mean, he knows Abu Dhabi, but yeah, you've got to be very careful because, you know, like, I think earnings is better in Dubai if you make it, but in Abu Dhabi, you know, if you're a normal kind of like rentals real estate agent, you know, you'd be doing very well to be making 20 grand a month.
So, all right, flip it on its head. Let's say you're talking now to a real estate agent who is thinking about leaving. They've been here for 8 months. They're not making enough money. What is your advice?
Great idea.
You made a bad decision.
Keep walking.
Now you have to deal with it. Don't let the door hit you in the bum on the way out.
No, I mean, obviously, you know, we have a training manager, you know, we have a leasing manager, you know, what we try and do is find out where the cracks are in that person. Are they not getting enough leads? Are they getting the leads and they can't close them? You know, are they not being able to close the buyer?
I'm not asking what you're doing. I'm saying, what's your advice to them?
Oh, okay.
So you have a broker who works for you, who's been with you for 8 months, not making enough.
If you haven't done it after 8 months, yeah, move on. Either change company, which can help sometimes, as you said. If you're in a battery farm, and you're not getting that you know personal attention from the owners or the senior guys there, you know, or this is not the life for you, and it's not the life for everyone. Let's face it, or else you know a lot more people would be doing it. And as you said, Dubai's oversaturated with real estate agents.
Anecdotally, one of my friends I recommended, he did exactly that. He was working in a very big off-plan company, and I just said, move to a smaller company. As soon as he moved, he started making some serious money. I think the business model of massive real estate companies is somewhat flawed in as much as you just become a number, right? But for you to be able to succeed in a sales job, you need to be nurtured, right? You need to be able to someone to sit down and put their arm around you and go, right, this is how you approach this specific situation. Okay, you found yourself here. This is my advice to help you get over it. And that's how you learn. Whereas if you're just thrown in the deep end with no armbands, you are going to drown unless you got webbed fingers or something. What a great analogy.
Webbed toes. I'm fine, guys. You know, leave me here.
And that's the thing, right? If you're not making it one of these big companies, seek a change.
But I also think, and this is something that you've mentioned in the past, it can be an incredibly lonely job. You know, if you're just out there like on the road, maybe you're not going to the office that much, you know, you're trying to like work your leads and stuff like that. You know, you need like that interaction. You need to share experiences with people and you need like that positive reinforcement, even if it's not necessarily training. I think it's very difficult, you know, for even a good real estate agent, you know, to be working without that, you know, even moral support.
Yeah, you need friends. You need friends in the industry for sure.
Yeah, just to talk through, you know, the same kind of rubbish that we talk about because it, you know, gives you new ideas. It's not rubbish, it gives you a fresh perspective. Yeah, and it will, you know, morally support you because I'm sure a huge part of it, you know, can be, you know, people just, you know, they get down on themselves. They haven't closed, like, because you go through purple patches, right? As a broker, sometimes everything you touch, you're crushing. And then particularly
everything
when
you
start.
Everything you touch turns to sold.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. And then when you start, you're like, I'm doing so many viewings and nothing's dropping. And you get despondent. And then when you get despondent, your clients can feel that you've got this negative energy and you're desperate for commission and they can feel that as well. And then, you know, really nothing's happening. So,
Look, I mean, that in itself is we've all been there. We've all been through these times where you just haven't closed as much as you think you should. Yeah. And that's perseverance. As long as you're making enough money to keep going at it and you're still in love with it, right? Because this is a job, if you are not in it, you know, as I said before, people by people. And if you're turning up to a viewing and you just couldn't give to, you shouldn't be there, right? If you are turning up to a viewing and you're desperate, the people that you're showing around will feel that from you. If you're showing up and you want to be there and you're interested in helping these guys make decisions, that will shine through. But if for any reason that you're not in love with this industry, keep walking, because you ain't going to make it.
And that's unfortunately another good point that you've made, that the people on the outside don't see, but us on the inside do see. People buy people. Buyers think they buy houses. They don't really. They really do buy into, you know, real estate agents and stuff like that. And so when you're selling a house, it's important that you have a decent real estate agent, because, you know, they're going to make a massive difference to whether you sell the house or not and what price you sell it, because people literally buy into people. People buy people, exactly as you say. And, you know, if someone's not there, they're not going to sell your house. Like, even if a buyer comes around and they're absolutely desperate, they're going to get that, you know, crappy
the
vibe.
Ick.
They're going to walk away.
The real estate ick.
I mean, you know, it's not even ick. It's like
intangible.
Yeah, intangible, unexplainable, whatever you get from an agent or don't. And we even said it on one of the other episodes, like when we were doing the quick fire questions, product knowledge or personality. Unfortunately, personality, you know, is actually far more powerful.
Personality cannot be taught. Product knowledge can be taught.
This is true. This is true. Anyway, I think we've done a good round there of why so many real estate agents leave.
If you're struggling in a big company and you need, I would just change jobs. Go to a smaller company where
they can
look after
you. Join Eden Realty Real
Estate.
Do not
join us. We do not want you. Thank you very much. I'm joking. Yeah, don't join us. We don't take people who haven't done sort of 3 or 4 years in the industry. We would be a very bad fit for you. But there are other companies. In fact, if you're struggling, reach out to me. I will happily point you in the direction of a couple of companies I know that have great training programs and would definitely look after you if you were the right fit. Quite happy to help
wise
you like
advice.
That.
Okay. We have been the Two Fat Brokers. I've been Ben from Abu Dhabi.
Barney from Dubai.
Make sure you like and subscribe, and we'll see you on the next episode
Hit
of
the bell.
Two Fat Brokers. Bye.